Again, for media members who just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing just fine. Certainly a tough one for you guys in your big rivalry game with Brown, back-and-forth game, and you guys unfortunately come up a little short, 24-21. As you've looked back on that game, give me your impressions on your team's performance and what happened.
Well, we started relatively fast, you know, got out of the gates pretty well. Had a you know, gift turnover. They fumbled a punt, and anyway, we get up 14, and we really could have had 28 in the first half. Take advantage. Defense was playing extremely well, and you know, we were hitting on decent cylinders. We had a lot of stuff that we didn't capitalize on offensively, but you know, still walked in at half, you know, with control of the game. And, you know, feeling pretty good about it. But on the other side of it, you know, that Brown was sitting there saying that we turned it over, sack, fumble, a number of different things happened in the first half that they were able to withstand and still be in striking range. And they came out second half and played better than us in that third quarter. I mean, they had three unanswered touchdowns, which was concerning. We, you know, couldn't keep drives extended offensively. Had a couple of third and very manageables that thought we should have been able to pick up. We had some critical penalties that hurt us, and then it went down to the wire. You know, we missed a tying field goal with 5 minutes left, and then still had one more opportunity and got it down to a fourth down play and couldn't convert. So really disappointing loss, but, you know, get a chance to sit on it for a week and get ready for CAA play and the rest of the run here.
I want to talk a little bit about both sides of the ball. And obviously, defensively, the big name that stood out was LV Mack. Unbelievable day. 10 tackles, 4.5 tackles for loss, and forces a fumble. Just talk about the performance that he had in that game.
Yeah, I mean, those are huge numbers. I mean, I wasn't aware of that, you know, at the conclusion of the game, how many, you know, plays he really was involved with, but that's a monster game defensively. The kid played well, and he's a bright young prospect for us. You know, just a true sophomore that is going to get better and better, and we can get him bigger and all the rest of it. He can be a dominant guy in this league.
Well, one of the things that sort of jumped out when looking at the stats from that game, and you mentioned the change in the second half, Brown running 91 plays in the game. Did you feel at all that your defense wore down because of that at all in the second half?
Well, you know, I mean, I think you're always concerned about that. You know, our defensive guys, just like probably every place else I've ever coached and probably everybody we play against, you know, defensive guys make up two-thirds of the game most of the time because they're heavily involved in the special team. So you probably had some kids playing an enormous amount of snaps. But, you know, we were our own fault. We were off the field twice on third down. We had, you know, some stupid penalties, caught two personal fouls and third after we were off the field. And, you know, that extended drives that weren't scores, which was a, you know, credit to our defensive unit, but it also allowed you to have to play another additional 16 snaps, which, you know, could have been shaved off the whole deal, just being a little bit, not making those stupid mistakes and reactive, you know, reactive type things. You know, second guy in always gets flagged, and our kid did it, and shame on us. But, yeah, we probably got a little tired at the end, but, we finished fourth quarter fine. So, I mean, it was really third quarter. They got us on our heels a little bit, and we're able to get three scores in there, which, you know, we obviously very disappointed about.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Seems like every week we're talking about Aaron Parker on this call, and he took it to yet another level. Career high 10 catches, 128 yards, and now tying a school record, seventh straight game with a touchdown catch. Does he continue to get better and better as the weeks go along? And obviously he and Tyler have found a nice tandem, a nice combination.
Yeah, I think our coaches are putting him in the right spots, and he's making the plays, and he's been able to spring free. You know, those things have all had the same flavor. You know, we just get the ball to him fairly quick, and he runs out. So it's been really beneficial. I think that there's still more upside to Aaron. I think that, you know, we continue to grow him as the young receiver that he is. You know, he'll continue to step up and make plays, and, you know, his next step is to, you know, to make the crazy catch, you know, the one that goes up between two people, and he's done those on occasion. So we're looking to get more and more out of him, but it's been certainly nice to watch him develop and see the time in between he and Tyler come together, and it's been obviously very productive for us.
On the flip side, only 68 yards on the ground. I know Harold Cooper popped that run early in the game for 54 yards, but not a whole lot else over that. Is that a concern, and what are some of the things that you can do to up those numbers on the rushing game?
Well, the number one thing is to get him the ball more. I mean, I think that that's, you know, one thing. I think that we're structurally designed right now to be able to take advantage of run or pass based upon the defensive structures, so people can really dictate a little bit what they want to defend, whether it becomes the pass or the run. There are a little bit of a remorse on our part that we didn't get him the ball, at least six more times in a specific, you know, a specific run scheme we had, we thought would have been very productive. But at the same time, you know, we were, you know, and the game got a little bit funky on us, you know, trying to answer some things. You know, our pieces, we really, you know, fell short a little bit on third and short. And then our ability, you know, to get the called run plays was kind of the nature of the game. We needed to answer scores, and we needed to answer fairly quickly back in, you know, later in the game. And so it took some touches away from Coop. But we'll get some more touches to him, and we'll try to get those run numbers up some.
You guys, it's just on bye week ahead, and you've been through these plenty of times, but how do you balance trying to rest your guys and then still trying to keep them sharp as you continue league play or go back into league play?
Well, you know, you just go back to your standard format that you usually have. You know, last year we had an open week that, you know, was a little, you know, different flavor. It was after the James Madison game, and we had a very, you know, productive week that got us in a position to play well against Elon. We'll give them today and tomorrow off, and we'll come back on Wednesday and get back to work and get three good days of work in here and really working on URI. We obviously got a big game with Maine. We'll get a chance to get a little ahead of them on them, but we've got to address, you know, our issues. You know, one of them being health, so we got to rest some kids and let them get, you know, ready for this final murderous stretch we got. But you know, there's also some schematic improvements and some fundamental improvements that we need to continue to get better at, and we're looking forward to taking that opportunity when we get back on the field Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
With this bye falling, I know you don't ever get to pick where they fall, but to have it fall five games in, kind of dead center in the schedule, is that a good time to have it fall?
Yeah, it's the one that I would prefer at all times. I think that, you know, when I first got here, I think first 2 years we were like first week byes, or for, you know, at least one of the years, and it's been moving progressively towards the middle, and that's much appreciated. It's a really good time for us to take a break. I just wish we were coming off a nice win, but you know, obviously that's over and done with, and we'll take advantage of the time, get ourselves prepared, and go play good football for the remainder of the year.
All right, Flynn, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.